This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Across the country, around the world, with silence and candles, bells and vigils, communities are marking the second anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. At the site of the World Trade Center, 200 children who lost family members in the attacks memorialized those who died. They took turns reading 2,792 names. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports from New York.
Gordon M. Ameth Jr.
Edelmiro Abad.
It took 2 hours and 35 minutes
Maria
to read all the names.
Rose Abad.
Andrew Anthony Abate.
And for the some 15,000 family members standing at Ground Zero, it was excruciatingly long, and without seats or shade, a misery they say fits how they feel.
Because each name is a human, so you want to hear them all.
Bridget Visva lost her only sibling, her sister Zigrid, who worked on the 94th floor. Her remains were never found, so Visva says she will always return to this place if her sister's name is going to be spoken.
It's devastating. It's ruined my life, but I'm here.
The ceremony was almost entirely conducted by children. They alone read the names, while dozens of young musicians provided a soulful backdrop and three choirs sang. To mark the times when the two planes struck and each tower fell, there were 4 separate minutes of silence. Bells tolled, ferry horns blasted, and people raised photos of their lost family members. Some had come to the site for the first time. Darlene Cohen came with her dad and a friend to remember her brother John and break the isolation they feel living so far away in Pacifica, California.
We knew we needed to finally make this journey. We tried last year, and emotionally it was too difficult, and this year we're able to do it.
On the second anniversary, the grief was no less palpable here. As families braced themselves to hear the name of a loved one, they would clutch each other, take deep breaths, and hold up photos. Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Governor George Pataki read poems, and New Jersey Governor James McGreevy quoted Eleanor Roosevelt. Former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani quoted Winston Churchill.
Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. He also said, repair the waste, rebuild the ruins.
There was little of the politics and anger that surfaced yesterday. Many families demonstrated against the rebuilding plans because it would cover a portion of the footprints where the towers once stood. Another, smaller group is upset that war is being waged in their name. David Petorti lost his brother Jim in the North Tower. Looking up at the empty space in the sky, Petorti says he still can't fathom why it happened.
And it's not time to move on yet. And until we start thinking about why this happened and how we can really prevent it from happening, I think that's the time to move on. But it's not happening yet. So I would say, let's keep coming back till we get it right. That's why I keep coming back here.
Like last year, only relatives of the victims were allowed to attend. Tonight, the towers of light will be turned on again. Then, 2 enormous beams will create a phantom twin towers for the entire city to see. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.
And my grandma, Myrna Yuskolka.
And my
we love you and miss you.
And my father, Procopios Paul Zois. I love you and I miss you.